Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 loyal, faithful Twan Talk listeners. My name is Twan, and I am excited today on this terrific Tuesday, family, on this thriving Tuesday, to bring you a triple header. I haven't done this since last week, family. All right, I think specifically last Wednesday before the holidays. But I am excited to bring you an important, probably the most important podcast that I've ever recorded in my life right now. In this podcast, we will actually give an update to the Tamir Rice story that's going on. An indictment was handed down today, CNN, big breaking news update. We will be leading with that story during this podcast today, family. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. We are recording this via the YouTube channel, so feel free to keep checking back at Praise284 YouTube channel or check my social media account, because as soon as I get the video back, once I upload it to YouTube successfully, I will share this video out. For those of you who are really digging the actual behind-the-scenes videos that I post up, all right? So, right now, family, this is a triple header today. I encourage you to listen to the previous two podcasts as well. We talked about discrimination and racism in episode 23. I actually shared a personal story of my encounter with racism and being verbally assaulted last year here in upstate New York and how I dealt with that. Okay? So just tune in to that. Most definitely take advantage and invest in those podcasts as well. Episode 24, we talked about dating, relationships, and finances. Some good stuff. And also, that video was recorded as well. Episode 23, there is no video with episode 23. But for episode 24 and this episode 25, I am going to make the videos available once I upload them to YouTube and they upload successfully. All right, family, so without further ado, this is going to be a very short podcast, all right? I'm going to try to keep it within 30, 40 minutes, short video within 30, 40 minutes, family. My name is Twan, and I want to welcome you to this powerful edition of episode 25, Twan Talk Headlines, where we're going to feature a prayer by Brother Richmond A.J. Menza from Ghana, West Africa. Excuse me, family. Excuse me. I apologize. I had to sneeze. We're going to feature a prayer by Brother Richmond A.J. Menza. And then we're going to get into a breaking news headline featuring Tamir Rice, the Tamir Rice indictment story. Then we're going to get into other headlines via the DailyMail.com. All right, so without further ado, family, let's go to Brother Richmond's Instagram account for his online prayer content that he graciously allows us to utilize. And the passage is this: "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." That's coming from John 14:1 of the King James Translation. All right, and here is the powerful, powerful prayer by Brother Richmond. He simply says this, and I believe it's going to be so powerful. I'm reading it for the first time right now live, family. If you're listening via the airwaves or if you are looking at us via the YouTube channel, Praise 284, P-R-A-I-Z 284, most definitely watch those videos and support that content, family, as we endeavor to do what? Make Jesus famous. We Jesus. All right. Without further ado, because we're moving forward, we've got to stay focused during this podcast, this triple header. The prayer is this, and I'm reading it for the first time. As you're listening within the sound of my voice, I have not read this yet. Hallelujah. With a joyful and thankful heart, I just want to praise the name of the Lord for allowing me to see and to enjoy his goodness, mercy, and abundance and grace. For allowing me to see and to enjoy his goodness, mercy, and abundance, grace. With ups and downs, all I want to say is thank you, Lord, because you are my life, strength, and source of living. What will I be without you, and what will I do without you? Dear Lord Jesus, I just want to tell you the truth. I trust you. I trust you. I trust you. Hallelujah. Woo! All glory, all Lord of my life, I trust you. In your hands I sleep tonight, and I believe by your precious and the victorious blood, my dreams are purified tonight. Amen and amen, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Brother AJ Mensa from Ghana, West Africa. Powerful prayer content. Make sure you support his prayer content via his prayer online ministry. It is amazing. You may find the link via the Blog Talk Radio, my Blog Talk Radio show host page. You can go to my Twitter account, click on main link. There's a link for my podcast there. And you will find the information of how to connect and absorb all of this good prayer, get you some good prayers in your prayer life. You don't have a prayer life, established one. It's power in prayer. Power in the name of Jesus. He is the reason for the season. Jesus is the answer. Trust God. Who do you trust? God. Who do you trust? God. Who do you trust? God. Trust God, family. Who do you trust? God. Who do you trust? God. Trust God. Huh? Regardless of what we go through, God is the answer. Trust him. He will never fail you. Man will fail you. I will let you down. I will disappoint you. But God, he will never fail you. God is the same today, now, and forevermore. Huh? He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Huh? If God be for you, it means more than the world against you, baby, huh? Somebody got to wake up and smell the coffee, huh? Wake up. Dwayne Johnson, he would have to say it when he would wrestle. If you smell what the rock is cooking, honey, baby, I say, we need to smell what God is cooking, honey, on today. So some of us need to wake up. In God do we trust, huh? Trust God on today. I don't know who I'm talking to. But I don't care what your situation looks like. I don't care what your bank account looks like. I don't care how your children are acting up, huh? If they knew God and now they've gone wayward, you stand fast. You'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, living water, huh? Let it spring up in you. And you trust God because the seeds have already been planted. You believe God for your breakthrough because breakthrough is up on the way. Miracles. We serve a miraculous God. It's time to get excited. You are not defeated. Don't allow the enemy, the adversary, the lesser life to let you believe the lie that you are defeated. You are victorious. God is going to cause you to triumph. I don't care what it looks like, baby. You stay encouraged. You stay focused, huh? You pray for those kids. If you have a child that's on drugs or on alcohol, like real bad, pray for them. Huh? But you stay focused. You be the example. Huh? If somebody has walked out before this broadcast yesterday, you found out that your lover is leaving you and it hurts. Huh? You're devastated. You stay focused, beloved. God has something better for you. God has someone better for you. Huh? You will look back and you will believe. You will say to yourself one day, I can't believe I was with that joker. Huh? Or I can't believe I was with her. She didn't deserve me anyway. Huh? And God will bless you with someone even better. But you step out on faith and you know your worth and you don't compromise your moral compass. But you look to the hills from where your help comes from. Our help comes from God. Huh? I don't know where my neighbor's help comes from. I don't know where my banker's help comes from. But I can only speak of my help, our help. Our help comes from our source. Aristotle, who's the source, who's the creator? God Almighty himself in all his glory. Let God be glorified in this place, honey. So you hold on. You hold your head up high, huh? You get your posture right. Hold your head up high. It's not over until God says it over, huh? Some people say it's over when the fat lady sings. We like to say that, some of us in performing arts, and we appreciate the performing arts, and God bless the performing arts. But some people like to say it's not over until the fat lady sings. But, beloved, dear heart, I submit to you today, Twan Talk listeners, within the sound of my voice, hear me and hear me good. Those that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying on today concerning your situation, huh? At this dispensation in time, baby, I want you to get excited on this Thrive Tuesday, or if you listen to us in the future, you listen to the podcast in the archives, this word, if you can grab on to it, huh? If you can grab on to it, because your very life depends on trusting in God, huh? Not trusting in me. I am nobody but a servant unto you, unto God. God knows my name. That's all I care about. And making Jesus famous, baby. Let's make him famous. But if you are listening to me and you are about to give up, huh? Or if you are listening to me and you're tired of the status quo, huh? And you're tired of compromising yourself. Been there, I've done that, huh? Many of our Twan Talk listeners within the Twan Talk community can attest to the fact, huh? That greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph. The prayer of the righteous avail much, baby. Huh? I want to encourage you to reconnect with Source, the Creator, God, through prayer and meditation. Meditate on the Word day and night to show yourself approved, to show the Word approved, huh? Don't just take your pastor's word for it, as great and scholarly as they may be, family. Huh? Who am I talking to? Get in that Word yourself and study it for yourself. Follow along, because they could be talking about anything, huh? So at the appointed time, regardless of what your situation is, babe, you can regurgitate it. You may not be like, well, John 14 says, let not your heart be troubled. But you can just at the appointed time say, honey, I'm not going to worry about this. Honey, because I've given it to God. I've given this burden to God. Huh? And I remember, I heard that woman that likes to talk a lot talking about me, huh? You talking about me, huh? Talking to me, huh? Nah, I just love you. But you say to yourself, I heard that woman that likes to talk on that Twan Talk headline podcast say, and she quoted Brother A.J. Mensa, Ghana was Africa, Mother Africa, baby, huh? And Brother A.J. Mensa told us through the woman of God, not through the service. She's a slave to us, honey. I'm a slave to God, so I'm a slave to you. The least among you shall be the greatest, and I'm not afraid to serve. For if I'm faithful, and we're faithful over a few things, honey, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, I will make you ruler over many. Do not despise small beginnings. Those of you with dreams and visions, and God is talking to you, and you're pregnant with a baby that only you can give birth to. You're pregnant with a vision only you can give birth to. Huh? Do not despise small beginnings. Huh? If God has spoken it and it lines up with his word, trust him for the natural manifestation. As they talk about you, huh? As they plot against you, don't be afraid of their changing faces. Stay focused. God is calling you deeper. The deep calls out to the deep, huh? And he's calling you to greater, because he is the great one. He is Abba, Father. Holy, holy, holy. As the angels cry out in heaven, honey. Holy, holy, holy. Glory to God. Lord God Almighty, that was and is to come. Fabulous Jesus is coming back. Sweet Jesus is coming back. And he's looking for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. And I believe we are the church. I believe you are the church. If you listen to this podcast, Jesus is coming back for you. But until then, and in the meantime and in the between time, while we redeem our time, baby, huh? Let's get busy with our creative energy, creating a legacy, huh? Creating a legacy of kindness, huh? To one to another, to humanity, being our brothers and sisters' keeper, huh? Helping the poor, the unfortunate, the widow, the veteran. Loving on our family. Family is very important. I'm an advocate of family and a family unit. But one day, someday, somehow, family, you're going to remember this podcast. And I want you to remember, especially if you're having a tough day, and remember what Brother A.J. Mensah said, even if you can't quote, huh, John 14:1, and say, oh, well, in John 14:1, like some scholars can do, keep this in your spirit. Brother A.J. Mensah is speaking to you with it through his powerful prayer ministry. And it simply is saying this from the heaven, beloved. Let not your heart be troubled. You, beloved, believe in God. Huh? Believe in God. And Jesus is also saying, believe also in me, huh? So believe in God. Believe in Jesus the Christ of Nazareth. And all will be well. Huh? Some of you, you just got the most terrible news of your life from your doctor. The past 2 weeks, within the past week, within the past day, past 3 days. You have no idea. Some of your family members don't know your diagnosis, your prognosis, huh? You haven't told them. You haven't talked to them. You haven't spoken with them. Because you're worried. God is our healer, huh? God is our provider, huh? Those of you who need a little bit of provision to have your vision be birthed out, or just provision in general, believe in God today. Believe in Jesus on today. Don't believe in me, huh? Because I'm just a one man, a human, just like you, huh? Don't believe in me. I'm just a messenger. Okay? I encourage you. Give it to God. Give it to God. Give that diagnosis, that prognosis, that medical evaluation. Give it to God and believe God for your healing. I plead the blood of Jesus right now over you. If you need healing in your body, especially your mind, I plead the blood of Jesus over anyone needing healing and provision today, right now. Jehovah Jireh is our provider. What, you trust him? Stop doing stuff in your own strength because you only mess it up. We only mess it up. Take on the full armor of God. God, and begin to plead the blood of Jesus over your situation. I plead the blood of Jesus over my finances. I plead the blood of Jesus over my children, if you have them. I plead the blood of Jesus over the demons that I have to encounter at the job today. Pray for those that curse you, huh? Pray for those that despitefully use you. Know who you are in God. When they're messing with you, they're messing with our daddy, huh? And he sees them, but he sees how we react to the attack. Beloved, our weapons are not carnal, huh? Our weapons are spiritual. Well, this is a war between good and evil, light and darkness, principalities in high places, rulers of darkness at war with us. Jesus said, they will hate you because you love Jesus, huh? Jesus said, they will hate you because you love me, meaning that we love Jesus as the children of God. But he also said that he has overcome this world and overcome the things of this world, huh? So we need not worry. We need to give it to God. Honey, if you don't receive this today, I needed this today. I need the encouragement. I get the message first. Then I give it out to you. So I get it like double time. And the triple header, I'm not immune from the cares of this world. I'm very sensitive, especially with the gifts and the callings that I operate out of that are part of my life. I'm very sensitive to humanity, to headlines, to anything. And sometimes, baby, I need encouragement. Sometimes even a preacher needs a message. Huh? And I'm not a preacher, I'm a teacher. But I'm just saying, see where we are, family. Because we have to get into this Tamir Rice story. Without further ado, let's go to headlines right now. I want to leave you with a quote, just in case Vlog cuts the lights off on us. You know how they low-key hate on us. Service eviction papers, all that. When we go along, huh? But we're going strong for Jesus. And yeah, I'm a little bit long-winded, and I've been blessed with the gift of gab. But my endeavor is to make Jesus famous. As the great psalmist Roy Fields of Run with Fire Ministry says, let's make Jesus famous, baby. Hey, hallelujah. Wake up. All right, so let's go for a quote before we get into today's headline. And it is a quote by my mentor, Mr. Jim Rohn, who's no longer among the living, but I still see him as a mentor. Tony Robbins was his understudy, for those of you who do not know that. Tony Robbins, Mr. Rohn's assistant. And he basically taught him a lot of the philosophies and helped to shift and change his life. As Mr. Rohn had a mentor, a millionaire, who shifted and changed his life. Okay? So, the quote that I want to leave you with before we get into today's headline is, and this Tamir Rice story is, by Mr. Jim Rohn. And it simply says this, you must take personal responsibility. You cannot change the circumstances, the season, or the wind, but you can change yourself. That is something you have charge of. And that's by my mentor, Jim Rohn. Sort of like what we talked about in the last podcast, family. We can't change others. See how the Holy Spirit ties it all in, huh? That's why it pays to serve God, honey. Even without no, God is still good, huh? God still got us going with this dope podcast today. Even without notes, honey, I open my mouth and the Holy Spirit speaks to me and speaks through me and blesses the nation. Blesses me because I need to hear it, honey. I am believing God right now for some big doors to open up for us. Huh? If we make Jesus famous, and it's going to take miracles and the compassion of Jesus Christ. Huh? For us to get to the promised land, baby. I'm believing God for some great things for us for this podcast. Huh? But with the vision that God has given me for this podcast, for these packages that my team and I are going to be rolling out shortly in the new year, it's going to take God. It's going to take money, but it's also going to take God. And I don't worry about money because God is my source. Huh? I don't chase money. I chase God. Like a deer that pants after water, baby. My heart pants after God. Your heart. Those of you who are sold out to the things of Christ. Not perfect, huh? Because as long as we have this flesh, honey, we're not going to be perfect. I tried to be perfect. When I first rededicated my life to Christ, I tried to be perfect. Oh, I was so judgmental. Oh, I so had a form of godliness, and I denied the power there is, huh? I was so stuck up as a Christian, as a church folk, because I thought that I had to be perfect. I had to live out the Bible literally. And it almost killed me, family. The Bible, it is a good book. It is instructions for life. The stories in it are applicable now, today, yesterday, and forever. But, family, we are not God. Even though we serve Almighty God, we have this thing called the flesh, huh? This thing called the flesh, family, that we have to crucify daily. And it causes us to slip and fall. But like Donnie McClurkin said, the great psalmist and songwriter, Donnie McClurkin said, honey, we fall down, baby, hey, but we get back up. So if you have fallen down, don't let the shame, the hurt, the despair of your past circumvent you from re-engaging God again in your Christian walk. And re-engage in the body of Christ because someone knows your past. Everybody has a past. But don't stay there. Don't let it paralyze you. Huh? Don't let that past, the pain, the despair, the hurt, your shortcomings, the sin that stinks in God's nostrils. Huh? Do not let that circumvent you from being all that you can be today, huh? From being the best expression of yourself today by glorifying God. He is magnified. He is illuminated. God is the God of light, huh? He travels faster than a speeding light. He created light. If we were to travel the G-force pressure, if we were to travel at the speed of light, we would disintegrate. But because God is omnipresent, he is in the present, future, and he's in our past. We have about 90 seconds left before we go into the archive version or portion of this podcast. We're going to shift our energy because I'm on a mission. We have to speak about the indictment, the recent breaking news headline centering around Tamir Bright. So let's go there. Let's shift our energy. I pray you're blessed. We're going to keep rolling with the podcast, family. So I'm closing out. I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's share this podcast. We're talking about Tamir Rice right now and other headlines in overdrive. Let's do this. Let's share this podcast. Let's make Jesus famous, baby. Huh? I need you. God needs you. It's not about me. It's about the one who sent us, honey, the God we serve. Family, I need you. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Share out this podcast. Share out these videos. Share out my content. I thank you for liking and sharing out and retweeting my content as we endeavor to make Jesus famous. A peaceful loop, okay? So let's shift our energy right now as we're in overdrive. With 10 seconds left in the live broadcast, podcast, video, right? So we got it all covered. Digital media for you, baby, huh? We're speaking to the nation. And I thank God for my team. And I thank God for you that support me, encourage me, and love on me. I need it. Because I'm giving out so much and asking for nothing in return other than you be productive members of your respective society and that you love and be kind to one another. Huh? Okay. Shifting energy here. Go ahead with CNN breaking headlines. Tamir Rice shooting. No charges for officers. Let's get into it. CNN, what you working with? Going to the headlines, I'm going to read this full article, family, before I go into other headlines. The world, the nation needs to know this story. And to not forget Tamir Rice, a 12-year-old, outside of Cleveland, Ohio. I've been to Cleveland. Beautiful place. The story of this family, according to CNN.com, that's where I'm coming from today. Prosecutors say, and I'm going to read this whole story, because Tamir deserves this whole story. I'm not just going to read the headline. Then we're going to get into other headlines via the DailyMail.com. Then we're going to end the thing, and God is glorified. Okay? CNN.com, breaking news. The headline is, Tamir Rice shooting, no charges for officers. According to CNN, prosecutors say the police officer who killed 12-year-old Tamir Rice outside a Cleveland Recreation Center last year won't face criminal charges. Neither will the other officer who was with him. An Ohio grand jury decided not to indict officers Timothy Lohman and Frank Garnback, prosecutor Tim McGinty said Monday. Given this perfect storm of human error, mistakes in communication by all involved that day, the evidence did not indict criminal conduct by police. The evidence did not indicate criminal conduct by police, McGinty said. Lohman, an officer in training, shot 12-year-old Tamir on November 22, 2014. Garnback was training him. Here's a quote. CNN article coming to you live, or if you listen via the podcast or by video, this is a quote from the CNN article. It is likely that Tamir, whose size made him look much older, and who had been warned his pellet gun might get him in trouble that day, either intended to hand it over to the officers or show them it wasn't a real gun, McGinty said. But there was no way for the officers to know that because they saw the event rapidly unfolding in front of them from a very different perspective. End quote. The next quote says, it was reasonable to believe the officer who killed the boy believed Tamir was a threat. The prosecutor is saying this, adding that the toy gun looked real. Moving on with the story. A recent FBI video analysis, the prosecutor said, showed Tamir was drawing his gun from his waist as the police slid toward him and Officer Lohman exited the car. After the shooting, officers discovered it was a toy gun. I don't want to cry, but this story breaks my heart. I have to stay focused as a professional and continue on reading this. Continuing on with this story, I'm going to read the whole article. Tamir Rice deserves this. Hashtag Tamir Rice is going viral now and has been all morning long. worldwide, trending worldwide, the least we can do. Moving on with the rest of this story, God give me strength. The shooting swiftly sparked controversy given Tamir's age. She was only 12, was a baby. Back to the story. And the fact that he had a pellet gun, not a handgun. In a statement released Monday evening, Tamir's family accused the prosecutor's office of mishandling the case. Prosecutor McGinty deliberately sabotaged. This is Tamir's family with this quote right here. Prosecutor McGinty deliberately sabotaged the case, never advocating for my son, and acting instead like the police officer's defense attorney, the statement said. In a time in which, and I quote, in a time in which, and this is the family, I'm perpetuating their quote, in a time in which a non-indictment for two police officers who have killed, honey, they killed Tamir Rice, an unarmed black child is a business as usual. We mourn for Tamir. And for all the black people who have been killed by police without justice, huh? The family statement goes on to say, in our view, this process demonstrates that race is still an extremely troubling and serious problem in our country, here in America. And the criminal justice system here in America. The article via CNN.com. You can go there and read about it. Tamir Rice shooting, no charges for officers is what we're reading. Excuse me. The article goes on to say, in an earlier statement, the family said it was grateful for community support, calling for those upset with how the case was handled to respond peacefully and democratically. We renew our request that the Department of Justice step in to conduct a real investigation into this tragic shooting of 12-year-old, of a 12-year-old child, the family said, in quote. In closing, the article goes on to say, the prosecutor hasn't responded to the family's accusation. On Monday, he repeatedly told reporters, this is talking about the prosecutor McGinty. On Monday, he, prosecutor McGinty, repeatedly told reporters a crime was committed by police and said he'd recommend the officers shouldn't be indicted. Won't you join Tamir Rice's family as they advocate for their child peacefully and diplomatically? I was thinking, I almost looked up and said democratically. Family, even though we live in a democratic nation, America loves to say we're the nation of democracy. This is very allegorical in nature. You know, like we are serving an oligarch when it comes to racism and some unfortunate things that happen within the law enforcement system, centered around racism and an embedded culture of racism. I humbly submit, had Tamir been another color, somebody would have shot him in the leg. He might have lost a toe, but he would not have lost his life, family. This is an injustice, huh? And it upsets me on today. But we must remain cool-headed, and we must pray. But as we pray, we must unite with Tamir Rice's family, find out what they need, what kind of financial resources they need, get a GoFundMe account set up if it's not already set up. If they seek justice, This indictment, it is unjust. It is unjust. But family, we serve a just God. So Christians and unbelievers alike, unite regardless of what you believe in. This is not right. This is not justice. This is not America. Huh? And peacefully and diplomatically find out what the family's wishes are. And let's implement them. Let's create a united front and be advocates, huh? For this baby crying out from heaven right now for justice and peace. My heart bleeds and has been bleeding for this baby and his family. We must be effective, family, in our movement towards fighting this monster of racism, of discrimination, huh? This indictment, it's not right, not just. But let God deal with what God needs to deal with. And let peacefully and diplomatically, I keep wanting to say democratically. Sometimes I feel like we live among oligarchs, huh? Like they do in Russia, huh? Especially people of color. And it's not right. And I spoke of racism in the previous two podcasts, and I shared my own personal story that I've never shared publicly. Because I didn't want to ruffle any feathers. But sometimes you have to shed light where light needs to be shown, especially in the area of racism and discrimination and murder. Tamir Rice was murdered, period. Period. But I encourage you on today, as upsetting and dissettling as this headline is, huh? As this article is, I encourage you on today to heed to the family's instructions. Help them financially. You want to help out and do something? Become Tamir Rice's advocate. Even from the grave, he deserves justice. Even from the grave, his family deserves answers, huh? The just suffers with the unjust. But for those of us who are on this side of earth, huh? We must unite peacefully, diplomatically, and advocate for Tamir Rice. And get ourselves on the matter and demand, and seek justice. For this is right, but we must do it peacefully. For this is the family wishes. And as unsettling as this may be, family, you did not lose your child, Tamir. His family did. And if his family is asking for peace, and calling for diplomacy, who are we? Who are we not to grant their wishes? This headline disturbs me. But we're going to give it to God, and we're going to advocate for Tamir Rice even from his grave. And I pray one day, somehow, some kind of way, here in America, Tamir